Unit 6. When Disaster Strikes.
一，听说训练。一，听后选择。A， 听对话及对话后的问题，然后选择正确答案。这一题共有五个小题，每一小题你将听到一段对话及问题。听每段对话前，你将有五秒钟的读题时间。听完对话后，你会有五秒钟的答题时间。每段对话读两遍。
Number one, which sport do you like better, swimming or playing football?
Neither. I like tennis.
Question, which sport does the woman like? Which sport do you like better, swimming or playing football?
Neither. I like tennis.
Question, which sport does the woman like? Number two, what's your telephone number, Linda?
It's 826-7551.
Question.What's Linda's telephone number? What's your telephone number, Linda?
It's 826-7551.
Question. What's Linda's telephone number?
Number three. What terrible weather.
Yeah, it has already rained for a week. I'm afraid it may cause a flood.
You're right. I hope it will stop soon.
Question. How long has it rained?
What terrible weather.
Yeah, it has already rained for a week.I'm afraid it may cause a flood.
You're right. I hope it will stop soon.
Question. How long has it rained?
Number four. Ling Ling, you look unhappy. What's up?
I watched TV at noon. The news said that an earthquake happened in some place. Many people died.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
Ling Ling, you look unhappy. What's up?
I watched TV at noon.The news said that an earthquake happened in some place. Many people died.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
Number five.Hi, Bob. Did you watch the news last night?
No. What happened?
A fire happened in a factory, and three men got hurt.
Question. How many people got hurt in the fire?
Hi, Bob. Did you watch the news last night?
No. What happened?
A fire happened in a factory, and 3 men got hurt.
Question. How many people got hurt in the fire?
B. 听下面一段对话，然后选择正确答案。这一节你将听到一段长对话，根据听到的内容完成6至8小题。在听该对话前，你将有15秒钟的读题时间。听完该对话后，你会有15秒钟的答题时间。该对话读2遍。
Lucy, the rainstorm was really heavy last night. What were you doing at that time?
I was doing my homework. What about you?
I was playing basketball.
You were so unlucky. What did you do then?
I found a shelter immediately. It's not safe to stay outside.
Yes, you are right. During a rainstorm, we should also keep away from tall trees.
Lucy, the rainstorm was really heavy last night. What were you doing at that time?
I was doing my homework. What about you?
I was playing basketball.
You were so unlucky. What did you do then?
I found a shelter immediately. It's not safe to stay outside.
Yes, you are right. During a rainstorm, we should also keep away from tall trees.
二，听记转述。A， 听后记录。听录音，并根据所听到的内容完成9至13小题，每空一词。在听该短文之前，你将有15秒钟的时间阅读表格中的内容。听完短文后，你将有2分钟的时间检查答案，并将正确答案填入相应的空白处。该短文读2遍。
In the summer of 2010, a huge flood hit a small village near the Yangtze River. Li Ling, a 12-year-old girl, and her family lost their house and had to stay in a shelter on higher ground. Rescue workers came to help. She saw an old man couldn't leave his house. She helped him and guided him to safety with the rescue team. Everyone was moved. After the flood was over, people helped each other, sharing food and fixing the houses. Now, she is much older. She works to teach people how to be ready for disasters. The disasters can be scary, but we should always face them with courage. In the summer of 2010, a huge flood hit a small village near the Yangtze River. Li Ling, a 12-year-old girl and her family lost their house and had to stay in a shelter on higher ground. Rescue workers came to help. She saw an old man couldn't leave his house. She helped him and guided him to safety with the rescue team. Everyone was moved. After the flood was over, people helped each other, sharing food and fixing the houses. Now, she is much older. She works to teach people how to be ready for disasters. The disasters can be scary, but we should always face them with courage.
B. 听后转述。听上一段录音，然后做转述准备，并完成转述录音。现在看到的是上一节你记录的信息表。你将第三次听该段录音。听完录音后，你将有2分30秒的时间做转述准备。听到提示音后，你将有80秒的时间完成对所听内容的转述并录音。
In the summer of 2010, a huge flood hit a small village near the Yangtze River. Li Ling, a 12-year-old girl, and her family lost their house and had to stay in a shelter on higher ground. Rescue workers came to help. She saw an old man couldn't leave his house. She helped him and guided him to safety with the rescue team. Everyone was moved. After the flood was over, people helped each other, sharing food and fixing the houses. Now, she is much older. She works to teach people how to be ready for disasters. The disasters can be scary, but we should always face them with courage.
三，模仿朗读。听录音，模仿朗读下列短文并录音。听录音前，你将有40秒的时间快速浏览该短文。听完后，你将有70秒的时间做模仿朗读准备。听到提示音后，你将有80秒的时间朗读该短文并录音。现在，请听录音。
Niu Yu is a confident and brave woman. When she was 11, the 2008 Wenchuan earthquake took her right leg. After that, she had to live with an artificial leg. At first, people's eyes made her sad and uncomfortable. But with the help of her family and friends,She became happy again. She stopped hiding her leg. To her surprise, many people encouraged her. She even finished a half marathon. Now, she tells her story to others and cheers them up. She's a heroine of her life.